Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, I know this might be hard to believe, but certain people, once they start carbs, they cannot stop. So recently I had a person who reached out and wanted some help because they were slightly addicted to carbs. They wanted to start keto, but they had this addiction. How do they go about it? So I decided to create a video for this person. All right, we've been trained since birth to consume sugar. Okay, it's in baby food, it's in all of our foods. And go trick-or-treating and you get all this candy and every holiday and cookies, et cetera, et cetera. And what happens inside our body every time we do this is we start to develop an addiction. And that involves two neurotransmitters. One is dopamine, which is involved with pleasure sensation. And then we have serotonin, which is involved with the happiness sensation. Now, I used to have an addiction, a periodic craving for Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I got caught up in this eating a pint every night before I went to bed type situation over, I would say, a year. I would be obsessed about it. I would be thinking about it all day long. And eventually, if I didn't consume it, I had this pressure or stress build up that made me physically uncomfortable. But as soon as I started consuming this delicious ice cream, I felt satisfied, happy. I felt like I was surviving. I could finally breathe again for about a minute. Now, of course, this was artificially making me satisfied, happy, and feeling like I was surviving when I actually was feeling very miserable the rest of the day and not really surviving health-wise. So what you have to realize is that every time you give in to this craving, you're going to get more cravings over time. It's going to happen. It's going to become stronger and stronger over time. And it's very interesting to me that your body can get into a state physically where it demands this sugar. This addiction is real and it will literally control you to a point where you're completely out of control. So what can you do at this point? Number one, you need to stop eating completely. You need to start fasting immediately. Because what's going to happen, instead of eating food, you're going to eat no food and your body is going to have to switch over. There's going to be a little uncomfortable transition period, but it won't be too bad, where your body will start to switch to ketosis. And then when you start burning fat for fuel, your brain actually starts to heal and reset because the receptors for these neurotransmitters are so messed up, they need to be reset. The absolute best way to do it is simply start fasting. I would recommend minimally 24 hours to 48 hours. And if you can actually do exercise, light exercise, walking, that would be even better because you can burn off that sugar that you just consumed. So just get it out of the system, get your body into ketosis, and then your brain will feel better. The interesting thing about the brain is that if given the choice, the brain will prefer ketones over sugar any day. It's very therapeutic. And as soon as that happens, you start to shift to be more in control over this addiction. All right. Number three, you have to be very careful to avoid the triggers. Get all the junk food out of the house, including those chips that you have up in the cupboard that you've been hiding. Make it difficult for you to get this junk food, especially late at night when you're kind of bored. So many people at night, they're not even hungry. They're just going through the cupboards looking for something. They don't even know what they're looking for, but maybe something salty and crunchy, maybe something sweet. But you need to get the junk out of your house. Very important. When you're fasting, don't read cookbooks, okay, especially for desserts. You want to avoid any type of trigger, including pictures of recipes or desserts. Because dopamine is all about anticipating pleasure. As soon as you eat this food, you don't continue to increase dopamine. Dopamine is kind of a precursor to actual eating it. So As soon as you look at a picture or smell food, you instantly start increasing the dopamine, and that is going to create a controlling factor over your body. Let's say, for example, you're driving your bike down your neighborhood and it's dinner time and you can smell spaghetti cooking from someone's house. That would be bad. Don't do that. So smells are very powerful. Kentucky Fried Chicken, they pump out all these different smells so they can lure you into that facility. Avoid any and all environments that can tempt you. And lastly, B vitamins are crucial. Vitamin B1 will completely handle this right here. Okay, so use that through nutritional yeast to help curb your your cravings. Hey, before you go, real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.